from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum and welcome to this new episode of today's special. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. By the way, today is Tuesday, 10th of Jamadil Awwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Aban, 1403, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of November 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, let's go to the Holy Quran, verse 26 of chapter Ar-Ra'd.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu yabsutur rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ
Allah extends provision for whom He wills and restricts it. And they rejoice in the worldly life, while the worldly life is not, compared to the hereafter, except brief enjoyment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
What is important is the fact that we must not feel rude and arrogant once our means of sustenance is amplified, forgetting everything, nor must we become desperate of everything when our means of sustenance is at stake, for the divine system is one which is based on His wisdom and has got trial basis, and it is not based on luck, chance, and good omens. Usually those who are fluent in their means of sustenance and are given sustenance in abundance tend to forget it and ignore the hereafter, sticking to the mortal world and its beauty, while this worldly life is nothing else but limited in its scope and is a mortal one as compared to the hereafter, for the latter is immortal.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special, and how to live successfully in dunya and akhirah. It's very easy for us to become so busy and so distracted that we forget to reflect on our existence on this planet. We begin to believe what they're going through is everything and give more weight to the present than it actually holds. This seems especially true when looking at it from the perspective of the number of people that have come and gone throughout the centuries. It's estimated over 107 billion people have ever existed on Earth. But how many of these names end up being written about in the history books? This is not in liquid responsibility, as some may be questioning how meaningless life may seem. You can still enrich the lives of others, minimize suffering, and seek to be a positive source of life. You still have a real impact, and that should not be forgotten or understated. It is in realizing there is a final destination that gives life a definite meaning of purpose.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the happiness, sa'ada, in this world and in the hereafter. Happiness comes from uninterrupted giving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherworldly happiness is of a higher order and cannot be identical to worldly joy. The joy of farah in this world, however, are of two types: negative, blameworthy joy, and positive or praiseworthy joy. Blameworthy joy is worldly joy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states. They rejoice in the life of this world. Yet the life of this world compared to the hereafter is but a fleeting joy. This is chapter 13, verse 26. Praiseworthy joy, however, is to enjoy the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be grateful to Him for those bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, say, in bounty of God, and in his mercy, and this, then let them rejoice. That is better than what they hoard of worldly goods. This is chapter 10, verse 58. Thus, if one rejoices in these material bounties purely for the sake of worldly acquisition, then it is a blameworthy joy. However, if one rejoices in it as a gift from Allah, and for the benefit it brings, then it is a praiseworthy joy.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
When we look at the things stopping us from becoming successful Muslims, what is due to this block? You don't have some me time. Do you take some time off from everything exclusively for yourself? You don't have to leave everything behind and retreat into the wilderness for that. The main objective here is to reflect on yourself, your connection with your Creator, how you're aiding the Ummah, to take lessons from your mistakes, to form of going to the masjid early or staying back after salah or at home. Successful people take time out for themselves to reflect. The world that we name here dunya has no value to Allah. If the world to Allah was equal to a mosquito's wing, then He would not allow the believer to have a sip of water from it. So from this hadith, Allah shows us how insignificant this world is to Him. He has no value whatsoever becomes, it is created as a test for mankind. That is why Allah told us in the Holy Quran that after everyone dies from the time of Adam, peace be upon him, to the last person on earth, he will destroy this world on the day of judgment. It will be as if it never existed. Yet here we are, hoarding wealth and aimlessly wasting our time on useless things instead of doing more good deeds to please Allah. In fact, when Allah loves you, He prevents this world from you so that you can focus on Him instead of this worthless dunya.
If we live in a society where it is less likely for us to see the dead, to see bodies being washed, to see bodies being buried, then the religion of Islam teaches us that the least we can do is to look at our kafan on daily basis. Keep it somewhere. When you open your closet, you look at the kafan, the shroud, knowing that this is the only thing that you're going to take away from this life. That this is the only thing that you will take with you to the next life, the life of permanence. Some people act as if there is no life after death. Some people act as if this life is going to last forever. It's as if they've found one person in history who's lived eternally, so they're hoping to be like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa, Ya Musa, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ تُخَاطِبُ بَنِي آدَمٍ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَتَقُولُ يَا بَنِي آدَمٍ الْيَوْمِ تَمْشِي عَلَى ظَهْرِي وغدا تصبح في بطني يا ابن آدم أنا بيت الوحشة أنا بيت الغربة فعمرني ولا تدمرني. Oh, the son of Adam, today you walk on my back. You walk with arrogance. You feel you own me. You feel you own everyone around you. You feel you're going to walk on my back for the rest of your, for eternity. اليوم تمشي على ظهري وغدا تصبح في بطني. Tomorrow you'll be buried within me. Oh, the children of Adam, I am the house of loneliness. I am the house of darkness. Decorate me. Beautify me. Do not neglect me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 39, says, Ya Qawm, the Prophet Salih speaks to his people. He says, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعَ This life of this dunya is extremely brief. It's something where you take a little bit of goods just to pass by. It has no significance. وَإِنَّ الْآخَرَةُ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ And the next is where eternity lies.
Dear brother and sister, think about these words and concept again and again. Till another one, another session of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Inshallah, we are all ready to listen and pay attention carefully to this Hadith. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam tells us about lying. How ugly is lying? It says, اتقوا الكذب الصغير منه والكبير. You know, I'm telling you the Arabic sentence because it has a rhythm. And by the way, we should, you know, be familiar with Arabic, but this has a rhythm. Listen, اتقوا الكذب الصغير منه والكبير. Avoid lying, whether it is small or big. في كل جد وحازل. If it's serious or not, you know, joking. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا كَذِبَ فِي الصَّغِيرِ اجْتَرَأَ عَلَى الْكَبِيرِ. And because if you are like heedless of, you know, telling small lies, you will get like reckless and tell even more and bigger lies. So this teaching emphasizes the importance of avoiding lies, regardless of their size or context, whether serious or in jest. The underlying idea is that once a person becomes comfortable telling small lies, they are likely to become like reckless and more prone to lying about larger, more significant matters. This gradual erosion of honesty weakens one's moral integrity and can lead to more severe consequences, both in personal character and relationship. You know, small lies may seem harmless, but they can create a slippery slope, leading individuals towards like deceit in more serious situations. A well-known example of this is the story of the boy who cried wolf. You know, oh, that story. In the tale, a young boy repeatedly lies about a wolf attacking his sheep as a prank. Over time, people stop believing him. And when a real wolf finally appears, no one comes to his aid. This story illustrates how small lies, even in a playful context, can undermine trust and have serious repercussions when truth is needed the most. So some of these consequences can include loss of trust, like damaged relationships and escalation of deceit. You know, small lies can lead to larger ones, as the Imam says, as the liar may need to continue lying and lying to cover up the original deceit. And also personal guilt and stress. Living with dishonesty can cause inner conflict and stress and guilt, impacting mental and emotional well-being. And also negative reputation. Being known as a dishonest person can tarnish a person's reputation, affecting social and professional opportunities. No one likes to be known as a liar. Everyone likes to be known as a truthful, honest person. Inshallah, we would be one. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio all over the world, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 15 of Surah Yunus alayhi salam on page
210.
So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, inshallah, let's go all together with Brother Muhammad Masoom, Ali Nasir, Hassan, and Hussein. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, then inshallah we'll practice it. Ready, everyone?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ائت بقرآن غير هذا أو بدل قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. We'll practice it and we'll be, inshallah, reciting as well. We'll be able to recite beautifully, okay?
Yes.
With tajweed rules. So, Allah Almighty says in Ayah 15 of Surah Yunus on page 210, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا أتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. Oh, what a beautiful ayah. It answers a lot of your questions or a lot of the doubts that people might have, okay? Let's go to the let's explain it. Allah Almighty says, when our manifest signs are recited to them, to the hypocrites, okay? To the non-believers. When our manifest signs are recited to them, those who do not expect to encounter us, those who deny the signs, those who do not expect to encounter us in the day of judgment, okay? Those, last time we talked about it, yes? Those who do not expect to see Allah Almighty in the day of judgment, exactly it means those who do not believe in the day of
judgment.
Judgment, yes? Encountering, yeah. Allah Almighty. So they say what? What do they say? They say to the Prophet, bring a Quran other than this. If you're a prophet, bring a Quran other than this. Or alter it, or change it. They thought, they were saying that they believed, or they were actually insulting the Prophet, blaming the Prophet that he is not a prophet. He has learned something from Christianity, these things, or God forbid, he is a magician.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. وَإِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Look, they were claiming, they were saying that you're a magician. You're, God forbid, you've lost your mind. You're saying these kind of words. Because these, the words of Quran were not pleasing to them, okay? Because the words of Quran were warning them of the day of judgment. And this was not pleasing for them, that's why. Alright?
Yeah.
So, they tried to stand against. So, bring a Quran other than this, or alter it, or change this. قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلُهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِهِ Hey, say, O Prophet, say to them, I may not alter it of my own accord. It's not in my control. I can't change the Quran. قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلُهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ I follow only what is revealed to me. إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ رَبِّي Indeed, should I disobey my Lord, I fear the punishment of a tremendous day of judgment. Okay? That's it. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more. So, let's go. Ali Nasir, would you please recite this ayah? Let's listen to the recitation of Ali Nasir, and we'll explain the tajweed point.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Hassan, the last time I told you, practice the ah sound, this gesture, and he has practiced it. It's very good. He's going to an Arab, he's getting an Arabic accent. Really, that's beautiful. Go on.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَ نَأْتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ
أحسنتم. Before we go to this ayah, there was a good... When we were doing the Quran classes, the teacher that I had, okay, there was a good reciter in our class. And he was reciting like the way Shahad recites, okay, beautifully. My recitation was not that time better than him, okay? But after the class, in the class, our teacher really appreciated everyone, okay, encouraged us. But after the class, the teacher told me something. Personally, when we were talking, I was asking for some strategies. He told me that, look, your recitation may not be that good as him. But you got an Arabic accent. He doesn't have that Arabic accent. So make sure your recitation goes with an Arabic accent.
Excellent.
Because the Quran is Arabic. And he said that's a positive point of your recitation. So if you practice, you will be better than him. Keep your Arabic accent. Okay? That's why. Ali Nasir, keep it up. Okay? That's very good. MashaAllah. So, بِقُرْآن
New.
How?
Ghain.
Ghain is one of the... Throat letters. Letters. So no changes.
Quran.
Bi Quran.
Nin.
Nin ghayriha.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, بَيِّنْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَا تِنْ قَالَ How did you read this?
بَيِّنَاتٍ
أحسنتم. What is this called, Hussein?
It's called إِدْغَام.
Are you sure, إِدْغَام?
It's إِخْفَى.
Did he pronounce بَيِّنَاتٍ تِقْ قَالَ إِدْغَام is when you join them. قَتْ تِقْ قَالَ it has to be. He said بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ
Yes, it is إِخْفَى.
إخفاء. إخفاء, we have two types of إخفاء. إخفاء with heavy light, letters. Heavy إخفاء letters. With light letters. Light. إخفاء with, this is إخفاء with?
Heavy letters.
Heavy letters. Good job. So, next one. لا يرجون لقاء. حسن, read لقاء.
لقاء.
لقاءنا. Read.
Okay. لقاءناتي.
أحسن. Here. Look. Read it again. How? Listen, everyone.
لقاءناتي.
لقاءناتي.
تي.
How do you read it? همزة الوصل. You ignore همزة الوصل. So, when...
أناتي.
When there is alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, followed by hamzatul wasl, when you join the two words, you ignore hamzatul wasl. Plus?
The mad letter.
The mad letter is as well ignored. Mm-hmm. Ana, the alif is as well ignored.
Yeah.
So directly join Anat. Nun to the hamza.
Exactly.
Na'ti, not na'ti, no. Na'ti, you ignore harf al-mad. So, you read it this way. لا يرجون لقاء نأتي أنأتي.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast. Good. So, بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله. Jim says you are
allowed
to make a stop here. Okay, go on. To make a pause here. قل ما
قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي.
أحسنتم. من. This is called إخفاء شفهي. Sorry, شفوي. It means إخفاء with your lips. From your lips. Like near your lips. من تلقاء. You don't need to. من. You don't need to move your lips to hear this way and that way. Okay. من simple من تلقاء تلقاء has a mad yes واجب
yes
علينا نسمعه
إن أتبع إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي
أحسنتم
إني أخاف
أخاف نو أخاف أخاف
إني أخاف أن عصيت ربي.
أن عصيت إن عصيت إن إذ.
Yes.
إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
Ahsan, you still have we've got a problem with this Arabic accent.
Ain.
Need to practice. Yes. عصيت. Thank you. Easy. I will recite it. Listen and repeat after me. That will be the last part of our class. Ready, everyone?
Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا
وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا
This time we join them, we ignore the alif. Listen. قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا أتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله
قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا أتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله
بدله yeah. okay. قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي
قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي
إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي
إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي
إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. That's it from us for today. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Masoon, thank you so much. Stay with us. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll be here with you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
On that morn before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets Muhammad and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now let's listen to some passages of this Ziyarat.
The Ziyarah of al-Yasin.
وأشهدك يا مولاي أن عليا أمير المؤمنين حجته والحسن حجته والحسين حجته وعلي ابن الحسين حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وجعفر ابن محمد حجته وموسى ابن جعفر حجته وعلي ابن موسى حجته ومحمد ابن علي حجته وعلي ابن محمد حجته والحسن ابن علي حجته وأشهد أنك حجة الله.
And I solicit you, O my master, to testify to me that I bear witness that Ali, the commander of the faithful, is his argument, Al-Hassan is his argument, Al-Hussein is his argument, Ali, the son of Al-Hussein, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ja'far, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, Musa, the son of Ja'far, is his argument, Ali, the son of Musa, is his argument, Muhammad, the son of Ali, is his argument, Ali, the son of Muhammad, is his argument, and Al-Hassan, the son of Ali, is his argument. I also bear witness that you are verily the argument of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an adahum ajma'in.
At the beginning of Ziyarat al-Yasin, we start saluting Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. But after that, we ask Imam alayhi salam to be our witness, and we offer our beliefs to Imam alayhi salam so that Imam alayhi salam can learn about what we believe and so that he can testify before God the Almighty on the Day of Judgment that we have confessed to these things and we have testified that there is no God but Allah and there's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And after that, we start asking Imam alayhi salam to be our witness in the continuation of our testimony. So we continue our testimony in this part of Ziyarat al-Yasin, and we say, وَأُشْهِدُكَ يَا مَوْلَايِ أَنَّ عَلِيًّا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حُجَّتُهُ. I ask you to be my witness, O my master, that I believe that Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, is hujjah and proof of Allah the Almighty. And then we also testify that Al-Hasana hujjatu, that Imam Hassan alayhi salam is hujjah and proof of Allah. Wal-Husayna hujjatu, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam is also hujjat of Allah the Almighty. Here there is a point that we need to mention, and of course, we continue the other imams as well. But the point here is that here the thing which is of a great importance is testifying to the wilaya and accepting the wilaya of God the Almighty. The wilaya and guardianship of Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, and the wilaya and guardianship of his pure and infallible sons, the 11 other imams, is the continuation of the wilaya of God the Almighty and the continuation of the wilaya of the Holy Prophet. Of course, this is mentioned in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey His Messenger and the possessors of the affair from among yourselves. And as we previously mentioned, that affair here is the wilaya. And ulil amr are those who are the guardian of the affair, who are the owner and possessor of the affair. And the affair is wilaya and guardianship.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayh, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So these Ulil Amr, who are these? The companions asked the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned that they are Ali, Hassan and Hussein, and nine other imams from the loins and offsprings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the ninth of whom is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And the Holy Prophet, in different occasions, named these people. So when Allah the Almighty is mentioning their wilaya and guardianship in the Holy Quran, it implies that if a person does not accept the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, or the wilaya and guardianship of the Holy Prophet, it is as if he has not accepted the wilaya and the guardian of Allah the Almighty. Because Allah the Almighty has ordered us to do something. If we do not follow His orders, it means that we do not accept His wilaya and guardianship. So that is why here we continue and talk about the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and we testify that we believe in Ahlul Bayt as the proofs of Allah the Almighty. So we continue and we say, وَعَلِي يَبْنَ الْحُسَيْنِ حُجَّتُهُ, and Ali, the son of Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin, is the hujjah and proof of Allah the Almighty. وَمُحَمَّدِ ibna Ali حُجَّتُهُ, and his son Muhammad, Imam Baqir, and then his son وَجَعْفَرَ ibna Muhammad حُجَّتُهُ, and then the son of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, Musa ibn Ja'far حُجَّتُهُ, وَعَلِي ibn Musa حُجَّتُهُ, وَمُحَمَّد ibn Ali حُجَّتُهُ, وَعَلِي ibn Muhammad حُجَّتُهُ, وَالْحَسَن ibn Ali حُجَّتُهُ. So here we testify that Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, Amirul Mu'mineen, is the hujjah and proof of God, and then his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and then the sons of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq, Imam Kazim, Imam Rida, Imam Jawad, and Imam Hadi, and Imam Askari. These are all the proofs of Allah the Almighty and hujjahs of God. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Iran Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host. And wherever you are, I hope you're doing just perfect and well. Well, just like always, we have two very dear guests, Brother Muhammad and Brother Ali. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaykum as-salam.
And welcome to the studio. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, we have to introduce ourselves very briefly. So I would be very much grateful if you give us a very short and brief introduction about yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaghat Abbas from India. And right now I'm studying in psychology, in the Department of Psychology of Social Sciences in Qom, which is also called Hawza Ilmiya, right?
Well, what about you, Brother Ali?
This is Brother Ali, in flesh at your service. I have background of philosophy for the last couple of years in Qom. I'm pursuing my interest in Islamic philosophy.
And that's very amazing. Well, as the world is changing, many things that we never thought would happen, or at least we saw it as so far away and far-fetched sort of a thing, they're happening as well. Muslim people, Muslim population have always been the minority groups, most of the time, and wherever you look at